Hi, Dictation for Sonia Carter, SONIACARTER. Date of birth is 1/16/78, date of accident 5/13/2022, and date of service is 9/15/2022. Miss Sonia Carter is a person who was involved in an automobile accident as follows. On 5/13/2022, they were hit into a passenger side in a T-bone fashion. She was traveling as a front seat passenger. Her mother was driving. This resulted in a slight headache, but no direct trauma to the head. But she also started having mild pain in the neck and the severe pain in the lower back and radiating to the left leg laterally. Some pain in the right forearm was also reported initially. Patient has undergone extreme physical therapy 3 times per week and some acupuncture, chiropractic treatment. Currently, she reports that her pains are 60% better with all the therapies. And in the ADL, patient reports general activity, mood, walking ability are affected 8, sleep is affected 9, work and relationship with people and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Overall, the pain level is between 7 to 8. She has no major difficulty in walking. And in the system review, patient reports of ongoing mild headaches with mild difficulty sleeping. However, there is no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, fainting, blackouts. There is no weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. There is no confusion, disorientation, and there is no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that she has some shoulder stiffness on the left and difficulty in moving beyond 120 degrees and also pain in the shoulder. In addition, patient has pain in the lower back and upper back, mid back, and associated with stiffness of the back, but there is no difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stomach, no trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or any blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has improved 60%, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol, substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 115/76, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit, which is 8/18/2022, dictation number 0818-040. Plan, diagnoses are the same. Plan of care, after reviewing the maps, the patient is in compliance. She is provided with all the medications for helping her. Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day. Sorry, 200 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory. She's provided with the Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. You eat?
What?
You also eat?
I ate already.
No, not in front of me. Ultran, Tramadol 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Xanax 1 milligram for anxiety. And Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. She also referred to a chiropractor, Dr. Mustafa, for acupuncture and possible chiropractic treatment. She also reported that the brace was not working and she has been provided with a new brace. Other than that, patient continues physical therapy 3 times per week. Focusing on the area of pain, especially the lower back and shoulder, left arm, and she remains disabled for work and housework. Thank you. We'll see in a month's time. The MRIs that were done on her before were also discussed. There is a shallow disc bulge at L4, L5, L5, S1, and she has been provided with a alternative for injection, steroid injection, in case the pain is not gone. Thank you.